The year is 1994, and I have no idea what I'd like to be or do with my life. Just another skateboarding kid from a small town in Michigan that's famous for making baby food. I'm a sophomore in 1994, a sophomore that excels in only one thing, and that is art class. The stoners, the kids in need of an easy A, the dreamers, the undiagnosed and the diagnosed recipients of Adderall and Ritalin. These are my people. The only place in school I felt safe being in my own skin was in the art room. Too gawky for sports and not even close to handsome or charismatic enough to be prom king, I immersed myself in art. I took so many art classes that I ended up in the AP classes with the older kids. I was surrounded with their relative maturity, and their coolness illuminated me, and I wanted nothing more than to bask in that light. Here, amongst the paintbrushes, the pottery wheels, and the markers, I felt like I belonged, and that felt amazing. One day I overheard two of the coolest dudes in my class talking about going to see a Smashing Pumpkins concert at Wings Stadium in Kalamazoo. They asked me if I know them. Did I know them? Hell yeah, I knew them. I knew their album Siamese Dream from front to back. I made my parents drive me an hour to the nearest Best Buy to get it the day it came out. They said, "You should get a ticket." I said, "I can't drive." They said, "We have an open seat in our car." And the gates to the world I wanted in so badly swung open and fell off their hinges. I was in, and nothing was going to push me back out. Flash forward to my very first concert. I'm second row, Wings Stadium. Pretty buzzed from the one can of beer they gave me on the ride. And no clue who the opener was. I was there to see Billy Corgan and Smashing Pumpkins. Don't fact check this, but the lights in the arena go off, like all of them. And a single spotlight clicks on, highlighting a badass drum set. A skinny, with hair, Billy Corgan flies over the drum set with a guitar in his hand, lands on the stage and starts going, and I was done. Finished. Melted. I was too dumb and drunk off that one beer to realize it at the time, but that electricity that had taken over my body was a feeling I would be chasing till I die. Welcome to my artist takeover on Fountain. I'm Nate Jonovan, and here's my story.